Chapter 3. Fix has a mission. After the robbery at the Bank of England, detectives went all over the world to look for the thief. Detective Fix was sent to Suez in Egypt, where his job was to watch every traveller who was suspicious or who fitted the description of the criminal. This is where he met Phileas Fogg and Passepartout. On Wednesday, October the 9th, Fix watched a ship called the Mongolia arrive. The Mongolia was travelling from France to Bombay. The British consul waited with Fix.
"If the thief is on the ship," said the consul, "how will you recognise him?"
"A good detective feels the presence of criminals," replied Fix.
The Mongolia arrived at 11 a.m. Fix looked carefully at the faces of each passenger. A man asked him how to get to the office of the British consul. He showed Fix a passport that he wanted to stamp at the office. Fix was sure that the description in the passport matched the description of the robber.
"Is this your passport?" Fix asked.
"No, it's my master's," replied the man. The man was Passepartout.
"Well, your master must go to the office in person."
When Passepartout went back to the ship to look for Fogg, Fix quickly said to the consul,
"Do not stamp his passport. This man, Phileas Fogg, must be here when the warrant to arrest him arrives from London."
"If his passport is in order, I must stamp it," explained the consul.
When Fogg arrived at the office, the consul stamped the passport.
"I must question the servant and discover more," said Fix to himself.
Later that day, he found Passepartout walking near the ship.
"So this is Suez," said the Frenchman.
"Yes," replied Fix.
"In Egypt?" inquired Passepartout.
"Certainly."
"And in Africa?"
"Yes, in Africa."
"We travel so fast. I seem to be travelling in a dream," said Passepartout.
"You're in a hurry, then?" asked Fix.
"My master is in a hurry. I must buy some clothes before the ship leaves."
Fix walked with him.
"You have plenty of time. It's only 12 p.m. now," said the detective.
12? My watch says it's 8 minutes to 10.
"You must change your watch in each country. You have London time. London time is 2 hours behind Suez time."
"Change my watch? Never."
"But it doesn't agree with the sun," said Fix.
"Then the sun is wrong," said Passepartout.
As they walked, Fix asked Passepartout about his journey and his master.
"Where are you going?" Fix wanted to know.
"Around the world," the servant told him.
"Is this Mr. Fogg rich?" inquired Fix.
"Oh, yes. He has a lot of money in new banknotes. He offered the ship's engineer a lot of money if we reach Bombay ahead of time."
Fix was excited. He became more and more sure that Phileas Fogg was the bank robber. This is when Fix returned to the consulate and sent the telegram to the chief of police in London. Fix decided to travel on the Mongolia to Bombay. He would pick up the warrant in Bombay and arrest Phileas Fogg immediately.